The Food and Drug Administration will soon require food makers to add another nugget of information to the nutrition label. Beginning in 2006, food labels will have to include information about trans fats. Trans fats are bad for the heart, and the government says the labeling change will save thousands of lives a year. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Nutrition labels have been a fixture of American life for a decade now. They're crammed with information about calories, fats, proteins, vitamins, and trace minerals. But how much do they change the way we eat? Christine Bruhn, director of the Center for Consumer Research at the University of California, Davis, says Americans are reading labels. 70% say they study them before they buy something for the first time.
Fewer of them, however, have said they've actually changed their behavior. People say they recognize their diet can be healthier, but the factor that primarily influences what you're going to choose is how much you enjoy the food. What is the taste?
That would suggest that telling Americans that a food has trans fats may not keep us from eating it. Trans fats are created when hydrogen is added to liquid fat to make it into solid shortening. They're even worse for the heart than saturated fats. They build up the body's bad cholesterol and reduce the good cholesterol. Cookies, cakes, crackers, chips, soup mixes, you name it, all have trans fats in them. The fats give the foods their taste, their consistency, and a long shelf life. Michael Jacobson, who's executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, has led the charge for trans fat labeling. He says Americans will act on the new information because they won't have to give up the foods they like.
This is an easy change because you could eat similar foods, junky as they may be. You know, you don't have to give up cookies. You can find brands that taste just as good without trans fat.
A handful of products have already been reformulated without trans fats. Crackers such as Triscuits and Goldfish, Dorito chips, even some varieties of Oreos. Jacobson says more brands will follow suit.
Companies, I think, will fear that, maybe 5, 10, 20% of people will read the label and avoid products that have trans fat. And that will help spur companies to reformulate their products so that they don't have to say that their products contain any trans fat.
But removing trans fats from food isn't easy. Mark Nelson is Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Policy at the Grocery Manufacturers of America.
Like baked goods are particularly difficult because the fat has very definite functional characteristics in the product. You can't make a croissant with soybean oil. You do need a solid fat like a trans fat or a shortening or something like that.
Nelson says food companies are working on ways to make healthy solid fats, but the process is technically challenging and expensive. Food makers may face additional pressure to overcome those hurdles in the future. The Center for Science in the Public Interest says the evidence against trans fats keeps mounting, and labeling won't be enough to protect consumers. The group is now asking the FDA to ban all added trans fats from food. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.